You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, August 29th, 2005. And surely by now you've heard all the news about the hurricane. Hurricane Katrina hit land early this morning. I was at work in time to watch lots of the footage on Good Morning America, and they had lots of reporters out there in the wind, and they were on their cell phones and video phones and covering it. And I must say that I feel sorry for all those people down there, because it looks like they got lots of water and wind damage, and I hope that there wasn't a great loss of life, although it sounds like, from listening to the news all day, that, I shouldn't say all day, I was working all day, but the parts I did listen to, it sounds as though Biloxi, Mississippi might have gotten it a little bit harder in terms, a little worse in terms of the water. But even so, there was lots of damage in New Orleans. They showed the Superdome with the roof torn off, or at least part of it torn off, and they showed the holes in the roof and the rain falling in, so that was quite spectacular. I feel sorry for the people who were in the Superdome. They might have thought they were going to lose their lives on NBC they played tape. They were taping at the time that this roof was making this noise, and then the rain started coming in where it had torn holes in the roof. It was quite spectacular. But I hope that there isn't a major loss of life. That would be sad if there is. And the thing is, the storm's not over. Now it's going up to the Ohio Valley and parts of north. But Biloxi, Mississippi sounds like it got it really bad. So I guess I'll be watching that a lot too. Now, I haven't heard from the boyfriend yet about his family, so I'll have to update you later on that, because he has family down in New Orleans area. And of course we have our listener Trisha, who's down in New Orleans, and I haven't heard from her either. Then again, she probably doesn't have internet access, because they don't have any power or any water, and they may not have it for weeks. So that's a sad situation. And it was mentioned today on a podcast that I sometimes listen to that we should suggest to our listeners to donate to the Red Cross or to your favorite charity who will be providing hurricane relief. And I went to the Red Cross website, and you can donate directly on their website, so I suggest you do that to help out those who are less fortunate. One thing about this hurricane that I'm a little confused about, I shouldn't say confused about it, it happens at every natural disaster. There are looters, and those are people who take advantage of the situation. For example, if there are businesses that have been, had damage, and of course they're not there to protect their business, there are people, for unknown reasons, will go out in the storm and rob these places of business, and I don't understand that. It's like it's in the middle of a tragedy, and why are these people out there stealing from the business owners? They have it bad enough that they're going to have damage, let alone people robbing them of all their goods and things for them to sell once they get back in, back in business after the storm. So I don't understand looters. I hesitate to say, because they showed them on the news. They showed them all over the news, and I hesitate to say what I saw, because of course I will be accused of racism and I don't know what. But I have to say that, these are all of the looters, but all the ones they showed on the news were black. And I don't know what that means, what significant that is, but, maybe they are poor and they needed some things. I don't know, but I found that interesting that they were all one race. That's sad to say, I know. But maybe that's just what they were showing on the news. Maybe there was white people and Hispanic people, who knows, but that's what they were showing on the news. Maybe that's what they all always show on the news, I don't know. And I probably shouldn't even go there, but the whole idea of looting is just, I don't know why people do it. That's just it. I don't know why people loot after a storm or after a major disaster. It's sad. But I did want to, so that's basically the hurricane update. And I got up this morning at 5 o'clock, started watching the coverage on the news, and watched it anytime I had a chance to today. So actually, I didn't listen to very many podcasts today, so I'm really behind on my podcast listening. But it was my first day back to work, so I had a lot of things to do and very little time to listen to podcasts or watch the TV. So, and I'm dead tired because of it. Long fucking day. But on a brighter note, I have some new PodSafe music to listen to. Of course, my musical contact, DJ Come of Age, has put me in contact with yet another new, not new, but another artist who would like to share her music with people in the podcasting world. And her name is Monday Michiru, and she's from, I think she's from Japan, I'm not really sure. But I will put links to her website on the show notes, and you can go to her website, and I think you can actually buy her individual songs. I'm going to play probably three of her songs this week, but it's interesting music. I kind of like it, so let's take a few minutes and listen to this song. This first one she sent me, it's called I'm Still Here, and it's by Monday Michiru, and I'll come back and talk when it's over.
I know I'm not alone, I believe that that there will be a brighter day if I just hold on.
So that was the song by Monday Machiru. It was called I'm Still Here, and I encourage you to go to the show notes and click on the link to her webpage and check out her other music. I was thinking today, because I had so little time to listen to podcasts and to read blogs, that made me start to think how much my blog reading has changed over the last several months since I've been doing podcasting, because I started blogging in November 2003, and I've been reading lots of blogs ever since. I think I was up to like 53 blogs every day that I would check to see what their update was and follow their stories and stuff. But nowadays, I simply don't have time to do it. And I used to comment on lots of blogs and read them and follow along and email with these people, but I can't keep up with it. It's just too much. And the time that I put into the podcasting leaves little time for enjoying people's blogs. So I've really, even though on my blog I still have links to all the blogs that I've read in the past, I don't read all those blogs anymore, and I kind of feel guilty because I think, and I don't update my blog very often either, so I don't know. I was just feeling a little guilty that I haven't kept up with some of these people that I, you know, was emailing with and, you know, keeping up on their lives when things were going on with their lives and, you know, actually even chatting with them. And I actually deleted my membership off of the tribe.net, so I'm no longer on there. And, you know, so basically I've cut my blog reading down to only about 8. I used to read a lot, but there are, like, 8 that I still read and check. And of course, one of those 8 is The Hip Perspective by Mike Hip. So, yeah. So anyway, I was thinking that I was feeling guilty about not keeping up with the blogging, both not updating my blog and not reading and responding to other people's blogs. And I guess that's just like the evolution of things online. I guess, you know, I've moved on from blogging to podcasting, and you know, something's got to give, so I'm cutting out the blogging. So I will, you know, check them from time to time, but I don't have time to read them every day. And the whole thing about blogging too is if what they've written is really long, then that right away turns me off, because I really don't have the time to sit there and read that, no matter how interesting the title sounds. I don't find that I have the time anymore, so I tend not to read them. And I've been batting this idea around in my head to totally get rid of my blog, but I think I'm just going to, I may have mentioned this before, I don't remember, just post photographs from time to time that I take, and you know, maybe a video here and there, but I just don't know. If I got rid of it, I would save a little money, because I wouldn't be paying for that hosting service, but I don't know, something to think about. I wonder, people who listen to podcasts, do you read blogs? Do you still read blogs? And if so, how many? And how much time do you spend each day reading the blogs? Do you respond to them? Do you leave comments? You know, that was the big thing when I was a big blogger. It was how many comments you could leave on someone's blog. Because I know there were like two different blogs that would get, you know, 40 or 50 comments a day. And I'm like, God, the most I think I've ever gotten is like 10 or maybe 12. So, I don't know. So moving on to something different. Did anyone happen to see the MTV Video Music Awards last night? I actually did not watch them, but I went out to lunch with some girls from work today, and one of them was talking about, and these girls are much younger, so they know more about pop culture and what's going on. But anyway, the one girl was telling me that about Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives. She said that she came out on the stage wearing a bathing suit. Well, and there was, you know, a specific thing I should look for. So when I got home this evening, I did a little search on the web and couldn't find a picture. But then on Access Hollywood or something like that. Access Hollywood, whatever it is. They were talking to her at the VMAs last night. And then they showed her come out on stage wearing a bathing suit. And the first thing I noticed, and I'm sure other people did too, was that Eva Longoria was sporting a huge camel toe. If you don't know what a camel toe is, you should do a little search in Google and find out for yourself. But, oh, I can just tell you. Basically, it's when you wear, mostly women who wear something so tight that their vagina lips or their vagina is poking through the material, and because of the space between the lips, it looks like a camel toe. That's why they call it a camel toe. And she just looked, you know, her publicist, who was probably there with her, should have taken one look at her and said, Eva, go put something around your waist and cover that up. Because not only did she have a camel toe, but she also had like this puffy area right above the camel toe, and obviously that was her bush. And I know this is a disgusting topic to talk about, but I just think it's amazing that a woman who looks that good, who is always so well put together, has a bush that bushy that it pushes out her bathing suit. I mean, it looked like she needed to trim that bush. And I don't know if she realizes or even does it, but it looked awful. She had this puffy bush pushing out her bathing suit and this big camel toe, and I was just embarrassed for it. I'm sure, obviously, I'm not the only one who noticed it, because a girl at work noticed it, and she told me about it. So, poor Eva Longoria, she looked so good. Speaking of Eva Longoria and Desperate Housewives, it starts up again September 25th, and I can't wait, because I love that show. But anyway. Okay, well, I think I've gone on long enough. I think I will end the podcast now. Let me remind you to, if you are moved at all, to donate to the Red Cross for the hurricane relief. I suggest you do that. And feel free to send me email, comments, voicemail, and yeah. Oh, I did want to mention for Mike Hipp. I know he left a comment on the website. Mike, you asked about the podcasters meetup. If it's just podcasters, well, you know what? I have no idea. I don't think we even made a decision about that. But I would guess that it could be really anybody. It doesn't have to be just podcasters. So, yeah, you're welcome to come up, Mike. If you want to come on up, you're more than welcome to do so. Yeah, I don't see why not. Unless we hear differently from the majority of people. I don't know. I wouldn't think there'd be a problem with you being here at all. You could certainly add to the mix. Anyway, so I hope that answers your question, Mike. And that's all I have for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.